This is the Social Impact Comms Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Catherine.
And my name is Marie.
Listen in as we share our lessons learned communicating for impact across movements, organizations, and people working for change.
Wow, we've had an incredible response to the podcast, and thank you to everyone who's been with us along the way. We are through most of the season, and we're really excited to share the last few episodes we have left.
Today, we're going to be chatting about common problems faced by comms teams. So we have the pleasure of working with a lot of different social impact organizations, big and small and in different sectors, but we see a lot of the same issues crop up, don't we, Marie?
We do, yes.
Whether an organization's a bit bigger, but smaller, could be in gender justice and climate, could be frontline, could be policy, could be a nonprofit, social enterprise, government, labor, a little bit of anything really, right? But a lot of the same issues faced by comms teams just like crop up a little bit here and there and everywhere. We see some patterns. We develop pattern recognition, seeing some of the issues pop up a little bit more often. It's almost like they're structural in nature. So today we're going to be talking about five different challenges that we see kind of often. So if you are in a communications team, you'll know that like you're not alone, but it's like these are things that can actually be hard,
yeah,
be quite hard, right? And that we see organizations struggle with a lot. But also maybe you are in leadership and you manage a comms team. So this will help you if you're, for example, an executive director or, you know, a president of your organization. It'll help you appreciate and understand the context and different issues faced and give you some tips on how to solve or approach these issues as we go along. We're not here to complain, you know, like we have a pretty positive outlook. We're going to bring solutions where we can, but there are also challenges that are faced commonly enough that it's better to name them, right, Marie?
Exactly. Yeah. Better to name them and also to, you know, not feel like you're alone in this problem. It's something that is very common regardless of your sector.
You bet. So we're going to jump into the first common problem. So the common problem is struggling on strategy, you know, facing some gaps on strategy. And number one is there being a lack of strategic alignment in communications across the organization. And this can come up in different ways, you know, maybe you start a job in comms and there's no strategy written down or there's no messaging written down or maybe it's out of date, right? And you can just sense that there is a lack of strategic alignment across the organization in communications. We originally wrote this point down as just like someone is asking you to post something random with a random request and it's just like probably not a good idea, right? Like, oh, hey, can you make this video by tomorrow? Hey, can you put this flyer up on Instagram? Like just these requests that pull you in a different direction and are not really strategic. Really, that is a symptom of a larger challenge for an organization that manifests in a lot of different ways. So a lack of strategic alignment and a lack of the comms infrastructure that helps build alignment and all of the little symptoms like the random little chaotic requests here and there, that would be number one. Now moving on over to number two, Marie, tell us what's the second common issue faced by comms teams.
So the second common issue we see is a lot of silo across departments. So we see the way that different departments work together doesn't really flow. And there's this lack of organizational communication between the comms team and other departments.
Right. So it comes up. Like, oh, the comms team, the programs team are not getting along right now at this moment. Or, oh, research and comms are really having a hard time seeing eye to eye or whatever team and whatever team, right? There could be a lack of processes that aren't going well, you know, a little bit of trust or misalignment or how Marie put it quite well, siloing. We often hear like, oh, we feel that the programs team or the research team, advocacy team, whatever team, we just don't feel like they understand the importance of communications, that they just don't fully understand the value, or like that we don't think that they know how to work with us. You know, something to say is that this issue does come up pretty commonly, and yeah, it's not people being petty. It's not people being petty and being like, I'm not appreciated. And like this issue of not feeling valued, not fully gelling with other teams, like if things from one team to another not gelling well, like this is a pretty common issue, you know, to know that if people in your organization are bringing this up or feeling this, it's not a petty thing to bring up. It's actually an important thing to work out, like how well everyone is working together and whether teams are gelling and trusting each other and understanding each other and working together with good processes. That's important.
Yeah. And oftentimes we can see that, you know, come up in different ways. And, you know, sometimes in frontline organizations, we'll see that comms team has a campaign happening that maybe the frontline service providers don't know is happening. So there isn't that sort of workflow where everyone's on the same page as to what's happening comms wise with some of the programming or some of the frontline services.
Now, thirdly, the third common problem is capacity and resourcing. So social change work broadly is under-resourced. We're not saying that this is only a comms problem, but we've just seen a lot of comms teams that are lacking the resources and capacity required to get their work done. And at the end of the day, you can't pull money out of a hat. You can't make money just grow on a tree, but you can look to see if there is any budget that can be moved around, any, you know, fundraising or grant writing, any extra resources that can be acquired, or just like fear of the way the budget is being used can be aligned better. Like maybe there's just some budget in a certain line that's not really helping, but like your comms team is massively struggling without any graphic design support, right? Or just like some other thing like that, you know, needs to be structured. Staffing is huge. We saw a trend during the pandemic of organizations that maybe only had one comm staff grew to two, or that had four grew to five. But we haven't really seen that much of a shift in staffing lately, just knowing that it's pretty common that we talk to comms teams that feel strapped on capacity and resourcing. And, you know, just like all of you listening, we work in social change. So we understand that there's not a way to wave your wand and fix all of these resourcing things, but there's a way to just be strategic and be creative and to make sure that your use of resources is as aligned as possible.
Absolutely. And another problem that we see, so number four, we would identify as workload and information overload. So oftentimes, you know, the comms team and let's say the research team, for example, the comms team gives the research team a lot of information, a big report, and the comms team is tasked with putting that information out there and making sure that messaging is clear. And it can be a lot of information for the comms team to take in.
Yeah, workload overload, information overload, just like a little bit of both, right? Feels like everything is coming to you at once. And that links to a lot of the things we just said. It links to what we just said on staffing not always being adequate, but also like if there's a lack of strategic clarity and alignment, then you don't know what to prioritize. So it just feels like everything is of equal priority and you're getting 10 requests at once and they're kind of a little overwhelming, right?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so just something to keep in mind of like how you can plan further in advance and let people know with a little bit more lead time when a project will come their way, space things out. And sometimes, you know, you need to think about what can go through a manager or a coordinator and how things can be structured to be more supportive and less overwhelming. Now, segueing into our fifth point, Marie, and that's issues with internal communications.
Yes.
So nonprofits with issues with internal comms, or just broadly social impact, there can be some challenges when it comes to internal comms, don't you think?
Yes, I do agree. And, you know, I never see this as something that's done intentionally. Obviously, nobody wants to have a lack of internal comms or not everyone on the same page. But we do see this as something that's common in nonprofits or a social impact organization where there isn't really a smooth flow of internal communications. And that leads to everyone not being on the same page at the same time. And I know, you know, in one of the earlier episodes, we talked about how important it is to have a formal rollout when it comes to a message guide or a comm strategy. And those are things that are really a part of your internal comms and making sure that everyone's on the same page.
Yes, absolutely. Looking at what type of team meetings happen, at what cadence, how they're structured, looking at different tech collaboration tools. Do you desperately need a project management software? You know, is your team getting bogged down in email in a way that's not working? you know, is your team spread across too many platforms? And then also just like whether staff can get in touch with management when they need them, mm-hmm. whether people can get the support and mentorship, even really from management and leadership, it goes a long way. Internal comms is, it's at the intersection of HR and leadership and straight up communications. And we encourage organizations to map and audit their internal communications and analyze who does what, like who is responsible for what, because like some of it will be the comms team, but then some of it will be your leadership. And if nothing's in anyone's job description on internal comms, and that's an issue. And if nothing is written down as a strategy, then that's a bit of an issue too. So, you know, Marie, broadly, we have five problems from lack of strategic alignment, how teams are working with each other, capacity and resourcing, workload overload, and information overload, and issues in internal comms. But like, if we had to tell people where to start,
yeah,
where would we tell them to start?
It is really frustrating to just hear issues without really having some real solutions. So I think that, you know, the order that we listed these is probably something to think about in terms of the order to address. So my recommendation would be starting with that lack of strategic alignment.
Yes, absolutely. So we would encourage you to write a communications strategy and write a codified key message guide for your organization. Now, think about how this aligns with your overall strategic planning, right? Like getting aligned on like a programmatic type of level first, you know, or a leadership level so that your comms team can write a good communication strategy and write a good message guide. That was first on our list for a reason, because strategic alignment is a through line running through everything else. Although some of the later notes like internal communications, processes, capacity and resourcing, and honestly, like workload, they all trickle down from this point, right? So like thinking about those lower points when you're auditing your communications, it goes a long way.
Yeah, I completely agree, Catherine. And we do have an earlier episode focused specifically on messaging and having an organized message guide. And one thing that I find with a messaging or a message guide document is that it really does also help with capacity and resourcing.
Yes, yes. And a comm strategy does too. Those core communications infrastructure documents, I'd say that it's like a communication strategy, a message guide, and then like a brand guide, you know, a visual brand guide. Those help fine tune inefficiencies in your team. People are just spending less time lost and confused,
exactly,
or editing things endlessly and endlessly, or like, where do we go from here? So when there's an overwhelmed comms team, you know, drilling down on the strength of the strategy, the focus of the strategy and the focus of the messaging helps make people less overwhelmed, because like there's probably some things that you may be able to drop without decreasing your effectiveness, right? That's why you're honing in on your goals and your audiences and where you need to be and figuring out what's working, doubling down on what's working and effective, and then dropping the things that are not working, right? Like, I'm so sorry to break it to you folks, but just sometimes I see a super, super overworked and overwhelmed comms team. And it's not because everyone is doing the exact right stuff, but like too many hours per week. Right? That's a lot of the time, the overwhelm and the overworking comes from, in large part, the misalignment or throwing stuff at the wall. Although I will say that this at the comms team level, sometimes it comes from the leadership level too. Like, you should not be putting out a report every single day of the week and projects and busy work for the sake of busy work. We'd rather see higher quality knowledge mobilization, for example, than just like a gajillion million projects. So it's a comms team clarity of vision, but knowing that it runs throughout the rest of the organization too.
Absolutely. And I think an example of this for me in practice, you know, when you have a message guide and a comm strategy, you can really use it. For example, if your programs team has, you know, a program that you do that's consistent for your organization, if your messaging about that program is codified in your message guide and the programs team wants you to advertise it, they can work with that message guide, come up with those bullet point and then share it with the comms team. And that immensely helps with capacity and workload.
Yeah, it just like helps people work together in a way that's more focused and functional and less frustrating.
Yeah. And then if your programs team has a brand guide and they're looking to work with an external vendor to create a poster, for example, they can share that brand guide and there can still be alignment in visual identity. And the comms team doesn't have some extra work.
Yeah, not like everyone freelancing with a different message and going rogue with a different brand. We've seen that before, I guess you could say. But to reel things back, folks, while we've been talking about problems today, you're even more excited to talk about solutions.
Yeah.
And check out the materials in the show notes to see our resource on evaluating your communications and strengthening it. Make sure to subscribe to our newsletter, also linked to the show notes, and just follow us on different channels because we put out a lot more educational information. You won't hear us complain all the time. You'll mostly hear us give solutions because at the end of the day, we're doing social impact work because we want to make a difference and we're excited to be here and to help make the change that we want to see in the world. So thanks so much, Marie, for jumping into this episode with me to talk about all the commonalities, the patterns that we've seen in the challenges, to let our listeners know that they're not alone. And here's how you can support yourself and your comms team.
Thank you, Catherine. And to anyone in a comms team listening, you are doing great. And
yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.